G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today on the show, a bit of a State of the Union with some kind of footy looking like it's going to be played on the horizon. If you haven't subscribed to the pod, please do that wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave a rating and leave a review. All right, get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, how are we?
Very good.
Yeah, very good.
We've been a bit sluggish, though, haven't we?
A little bit, and I think we can thank Mark McGowan for that. He's basically crushed everybody's football dreams yesterday.
Yeah.
For the right reasons.
Well, I still reckon it's a bit of a dick-swinging contest, to be honest with you.
Well,
I reckon he's predicting that the borders will naturally open
and it'll
some stage.
Well, yeah.
And they will. I mean, it's not going to be locked forever.
Yeah, no. So I think that he's saying, and so he should say, no, we're not giving any ground to AFL players or whatnot, but I still think that he's thinking, halfway through the season or whatever, jump in your hub over in Melbourne, and then I reckon it'll...
Well, his mate Roger Cook, the health minister, just come out and swung as well. So they're all, if the measuring is still going, and then they add a few centimetres, because Cook's just basically said the same thing.
Yeah, and I think there's a little bit... I think there's a little bit of hostility, because obviously the AFL asked for money from the States, because there's a couple of different premiers both said, like, we're not doing that. I think that's, like, for them to come in having not contributed at all to a very expensive stadium, which they are the chief tenants of, and then say, oh, let's do a hub. Yep. Can you give us any money for it?
What's the AFL paying to play at Optus?
Play at Optus?
Yeah.
Like, per game?
Yeah, do we... Yeah, like, so,
well,
you know,
the Eagles and the Dockers pay, so the AFL doesn't pay.
Sorry, that's what I mean.
Yeah, the clubs. Mm. I think the clubs have to... They just have to hit a certain number to make their money back.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think it's like a minimum of $40,000.
That's why the AFL pulled the trigger on buying
Marvel.
Marvel, just because the deals were so incredibly bad.
Clubs were getting, like, just their bottom line was going crazy and going into super red. And the AFL was the one who had to bail them out. So it made sense to just buy the stadium.
Yeah. Like, it's a different sport, but... Like the Wildcats sell out every single game.
Not anymore.
In a stadium. Well, yeah. A stadium that holds 13,000. And if they don't get 11 and a half, they lose money.
Yeah.
And there's not much room to move there. You know what I mean?
100%. Like,
it's same in all sports. So the AFL buying Marvel was the smartest idea they could ever have.
I know we're not a basketball podcast, but do you see anything wrong with those good players jumping ship?
Yes.
You do?
From the NBL's standpoint?
Well, no. From, like, the NBL shouldn't have even had this issue in the first place. Yeah, I can understand why Bryce Cotton and Nick Kay and Casper Ware are going.
I was listening to, I think it might have been Sports Day the other day, and they were saying that it's so disappointing that the players couldn't hang around.
Rubbish.
I was like,
rubbish.
For half the money.
Okay, half the money. And they're on...
Is that Carl?
They're already
Pace?
On less.
Tell them to take a half pay cut and see how they feel.
Yeah, I think it was Carl. And I don't want to... Yeah. Because I wasn't listening closely enough, but I couldn't see that side of the argument. Like, if you've got kids...
Yeah.
And you've got a small career.
Yeah.
And Bryce Cotton would be taking less to play in Perth anyway.
Yeah, well, that's it. A lot of these NBL stars would take less for the stability that, like, the country brings and everything else. And now, half
geez,
that.
I'm sad.
I just can't understand why this had to happen. I get
so
the situation we're in, but their season doesn't start till October. And you know what? Push it back a bit then.
Yeah.
Push the season back to December. No one's going to care.
Yeah.
Mate, shorten it even if you want. But there's no reason to do this now.
Well, it's almost like they read the play. Oh, Jesus Christ, the NRL have
Panic.
Done it. The AFL have done it. We can't miss the boat. We're going to have to do it. But I think they're probably forecasting they won't
crowds.
Have any sponsors.
The crowds and the sponsors are the problem.
Yeah. So when it clears up, opens up, the virus is going to be around for a while. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
We go to a crowded sports game?
Yes.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. I'm a socially distant person anyway. If I go to a game,
people,
even with 63,000 people, I will somehow manage to avoid contact with every single person there.
Well, how did it?
So I've done that my whole life.
So I went to two finals last year, West Coast and then the grand final.
Yep.
And I didn't go with you, and yet I still managed to bump into you in a stadium full of 100,000 people and 60,000 people at both of those events.
That's true.
How did that work then?
Yeah, that's true. It's pretty hard. you've blown up my plan here.
So at the moment, as it stands, it's leaning like it looks like clubs are going to be back training sort of May 18-ish.
Okay, so May 18. So the WA players and are still going to have to do their 14 days.
So they're just about, like, it's then a matter of a couple of days.
It's May 18, but there was some talk it was going to be May 11.
Yeah,
but still, so they're not all back yet.
So there's still players to come back.
Even if it's a couple of days, does everyone else get to start? Or is it oh, well, we'll hold fire for the 14 days till the last person's back in WA, you know, in the interest
happen.
Of fairness. No,
you know what's going to happen.
I'm being a bit of a joke. I think that it's silly that they're still over there, to be honest with you. The WA, read the tea leaves, what's happening. Like, it's obviously quietening down to get back into your state where you can...
It's almost your own fault.
That is to take
a little bit.
To take a bit of a sting out of the AFL ruling, you can't, you know, train in more than pairs or whatever. We had... There were pictures taken yesterday of all the West Coast boys. There were 10 of them there, but they were training in pairs.
Standing in pairs. Yeah.
No, but like,
and the AFL said that's fine. Yeah. So there is really, it's not as bad as we make it out to be.
Because they train at McGilvray.
Yeah.
No, but it is about ball movement drills.
That's
the bit they're missing out on, and like running into that by yourself.
But already you couldn't really, like, shared equipment isn't meant to be like between 10 people. A footy between 10 isn't really
ticked off. But it should nearly be ticked off. If
you could get away with it.
But that
if
oval,
it's raining,
that oval
it
where
off.
They train, UWA, McGilvray there. Mm. I was there 12 months ago and I reckon I counted 8 different footy clubs training at that one oval.
Yeah. It's a hotbed.
Yes. If you wanted to get a quick lazy photo of someone training in pre-season.
When we're desperate in the summer, that's where you're anything, you just go down 7 a.m. You're going to get something. And the worst case scenario, you get an Olympian doing laps training, doing some running or something as well.
I think actually on that, I think Jager was down there this morning. So that shows you the number of clubs rolling through.
Well, he was there. He trained with Canelio.
Yeah, probably.
All the time. It was the whole list of, and of course they, I don't know what I was doing down there, but
for a job.
Right, I can't work out why I was there.
Sprint training.
But yeah, you see them and, you know, wave or whatever. And it was after West Coast had just won the flag. A whole lot of Geelong were there. They were over for a wedding.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you could just see, like, everyone did their social distancing when it wasn't compulsory. Like, one club in one corner, another club there, and then they wouldn't look at each other. The odd wave, that was about it.
Was that when you were teeing off on how shit Gold Coast was in front of the bloke who'd just been traded to Gold Coast?
That's right, yes. Hall and Smith. Who the fuck would want to get... Sorry, mark that down.
We'll chuck an egg on it.
Yeah, chuck an egg. Who would want to go? Oh, I just got traded there, mate. Yeah, right, good luck.
Plenty of potential.
Oh,
I suppose it's better than playing the VFL, which is where he probably
would have been playing. 100%. And I still reckon, well, we've only seen one game and Gold Coast weren't much chop, but I still reckon it's that ship's turning. It's a very big ship.
The preseason round one was shocking. Preseason was cool.
Yeah.
So we think we're going to get footy mid-June.
We're looking at footy mid-June. They want to get it done by October 31.
Push it out.
Maybe even earlier.
Might
even be earlier than that.
Let's run into some spring carnival. It's like make it a
festival. I've got my grandmother's 90th birthday the weekend before that, so push it out further than that would be fantastic for me.
How do you get out of the grandma's 90th?
Well, everybody's going to Central Queensland, so...
But you can't go, though.
Oh, by then, but we're hoping we'll be all right.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the other stage, I mean, Queensland's still isolation period as well.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll be back by then.
You reckon?
Yeah.
You travel in the state.
Oh, man, stop being listening to Donald Trump. We're going to come back. We're going to come back greater than ever. I've done a fantastic job. Tremendous.
So, last week, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. I wrote something for you, for your paper, which was that this grand final, this premiership, a lot of people are writing it off. It'll be an asterisk. It'll be one of those ones that people don't really count in 5 years' time. I think it's the opposite. I think it's almost worth, not double, but it's definitely worth the same. Maybe slightly more. The degree of difficulty for the team that wins the flag this year, having to train in isolation, having to trust all your players are doing the right thing. You're going to have half the coaching staff you had before. Who knows what the hubs or the FIFOs or whatever the hell that'll look like, particularly if you're the Eagles or the Tockers who are now might have to do it the whole season over East. All of that in there, to me, that says that you're going to have to earn this more so. Do you guys think that this one counts just as much, more or less?
Yeah, I'd probably be in your corner with that. It counts. Like, it's obviously different. So it's going to have an asterisk of some description.
Yeah.
But no one's going to forget this one.
No, but imagine how hard it is. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of other factors as well. Blokes out there trying to earn a new contract off like 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be a whole bunch of factors.
Well,
then
also the list shrinking.
The list shrinking, so everyone knowing.
Their
like,
life depends on it because it will.
Yeah. I've spoken to a couple of the older West Coast boys and they were saying the exact same thing. You play each other once.
Yep.
There's never been more of an even competition that way. We're all in hubs, but everyone will be in hubs, hopefully. Like, there's no Melbourne people not being in it. Like, everyone's in it. And it is going to be a real test of, like, stamina and mental toughness.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's got so many different
motivation
elements to it.
Too for the, to the yeah. half your team isn't getting fat right now.
Yeah,
but or all, just getting sitting on their ass doing nothing. Like you got to trust these guys.
And if they are going to be away from their family, if there's that cherry at the end, like what a way to conclude a pretty shit period.
Yeah, and yes, the grand final will be different. There probably won't be a crowd.
Oh, did you hear?
It's going to be that's going to be the probably the part that is stolen from you.
You know who's going to benefit? The people who like make those plastic coverings for the chairs that Port Adelaide used to have everywhere.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be the whole stadium.
Well, apparently they're probably just going to use it. Sponsors or they do project it on there or something. How do they do that?
Oh, is there, are they going to try to project what a crowd or like sponsors?
Sponsors and shit. I heard Hutchie say. I think Damo on their podcast said, "Well, this year, if you are on top." You should, or the highest income grand final time, you should choose where the venue is. You should be able to have it
just
at,
this year.
Yep. You should be able to have it at your home if you want to play. And then Hutchie was like, well, there's no crowd, so what does it matter? They just don't get it.
Yeah.
It's not about the crowds.
That's sleeping in your
it's
own
about
bed.
Every, there's a whole lot of things it's about. Your own physios, your beaches around the corner, your breakfast, your everything.
I was thinking this the other night. I can't remember what sparked it, but I think it was this whole debate about, you know, it's not about where it is and blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking back to Luke Shuey, who is best on ground in his best game of his life, best day of his life, best on ground, team wins the flag, goes into the rooms, can't celebrate with his newborn son and wife because the kid was born so late, couldn't fly over.
Instead, I was around at the house drinking.
That is unique, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but see, it's just something that would never happen.
Though, it's there's unique, story, but there'd be every year there'd be something like that.
I disagree. I that's what I'm writing for you this week. I think the grand final belongs at the MCG.
I do as well.
It's because of the romance for me. Look, it's all that encapsulates. And if you're a club that wins it from here, say, or Adelaide or Sydney or whatever, it means more.
No, I agree. But the only thing I think that the interstate clubs should get a little tick up in the home and away season. One extra home game. Or something to say, we'll give you a little bonus in the home and away season. Yep. But if you're good enough to make the grand final, And that way you go, okay, we've had our little leg up.
Yeah, we've
in
got
the first
something.
23 weeks.
Yeah.
Now it's time that the Victorians might get a little leg up. But I think at the moment it's a lot of naivety around, what does it matter?
It definitely matters. Yes. The discussion matters. But at the end of the day, you wouldn't want to move. I mean, what happens if Gold Coast get great and earn the right to host the grand finals?
You're
going to play at Metricon? We can have a giant stadium and 24,000?
We played a game there, and I reckon I counted how many people were at Gold Coast one night.
Exactly.
The game ended in a draw with Lynch kicking a goal on the siren, and I think there was 8 people. Like you could actually, his connection ball on foot echoed through the stadium.
Jeez. So they could just have fans with isolation. Just have normal.
Yeah, it wouldn't. It would
normal crowds.
Yeah. Well, I still think you probably could nearly have fans and have every second row.
Yeah, I'm kind of one. Like there was a suggestion of a lottery for members. So you get like 200 tickets a game or whatever.
Scattering.
Yeah, you can go in. You get a block to yourself.
Imagine that.
Talking about grand finals.
Really Wonka for football.
I read an article, a comment. Sorry, on Twitter. The Jezelenko.
Yeah, so Kane Corn started this.
Yeah, so Kane Corn said the mark.
We're officially out of content.
The mark was. But this is.
It's gone
comment,
for like a week.
The comments dead on content. Did you hear Jezelenko's daughter?
Oh, she went him.
Oh,
I don't know who you are.
She blasted, like, went off her rocket.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
How good is that?
Quickly, overrated or not?
Jezelenko's mark? No.
Yeah.
Not overrated at all.
Like, I mean, he's a solid mark.
But the mark doesn't matter. It's
the commentary.
It's the moment, the iconic moment.
No,
it doesn't matter.
No. Remove the moment.
Just in purity. So you're saying if that exact mark
was
happened
round
from Joe Bloggs from round 17 last year, it's not the greatest mark of all time.
Would it be in Jeremy Howe's top 10?
No.
Maybe the bottom end of that.
Wouldn't even be on the scoreboard. But you're right. The moment's incredible.
Yeah.
The call and the name.
And the time of it.
Yeah, like, it was.
That stuff didn't happen all the time back then.
But
the package.
You are right in terms of content. I think this Jezelenko thing's gone for a week.
It's gone, hasn't it?
It's just everybody's coming at it.
We've run empty now.
And there's like, a real sense of that.
You've ordered the cheeseburger. The cheeseburger's okay, but chuck in the fries and chips. And at the moment, the package is good.
Kane's sitting around going, maybe I'll just have a crack at Jezelenko. This is it now. I've got nothing.
But I think it was like a harmless comment, like just an opinion, and it's gone absolutely bananas.
Maguire has used it as like it's like some big attack now on the entire Corns family.
Well, everything spreads really fast.
I wouldn't attack the Corns family either. I've seen those pictures of Chad.
Mate, what did Eddie do? He went after the Cornses.
He went after him. Yeah, I'm sick of the Corns family. South Australians in general, but particularly the Corns. The thing is now, because of the way things are, no presses, very little interaction with clubs, no trainings, the radio interviews, all the like Prince, it goes mad.
Yeah.
So now I know myself, all day you've got to stay aware of, okay, what are SEN doing? Who are they doing? Yeah. Oh, they spoke to Nick Nat. I better get that interview sent over. All right. What's Ross said on AFL.com?
You have to stay across
all of that stuff now because you've got nothing else. So that's stuff that Kane says normally probably lasts a day and gets washed away.
Now
it's like, no, we need that.
That's where we go. We need that. We're leading.
Yeah.
It has gone quite insane. So what's, do we, like, I think we've reached this, and this is the same point we were at the start of all this. We're in this weird flux period. Like, it was fine while we all accepted that there was no footy, but now it's like, oh, it might be back. Is it back? Yeah. There's this weird period of detachment. I think we had it at the start as well.
I hated the day, the nerves and the anxiety on that day before Gil said, yeah, we're playing.
Yeah.
That was terrible. But then when he said we're playing, it was great. Game that on. Feeling only really lasted a little while, maybe.
Well,
a day.
Because remember, before the Sunday games had kicked off, something had happened.
Oh yeah, by Sunday it was done.
Yeah, it was done. Yeah. It wasn't even. We didn't even enjoy 24 hours of footy, probably. Yeah. So
it was too stressful that weekend. I don't want that experience again. I don't want to be watching every game going, it's the last one.
What happens if someone gets the corona?
So initially they said it was like they would shut down for 2 weeks, but I think now they just whip them out.
It's gone past that now.
Yeah. I agree.
They're good fellas. They go into a van and never come back.
Yeah. Imagine the meat markets or whatever it's called over in Victoria almost you have to just walk down the street and you've got the corona.
No,
you can't imagine if there's one in the team, there's just going to be one. It probably skittled a couple, but I reckon just keep ploughing on.
Whip them out, keep playing. Yeah. As long as they can test, because there's some tests now that they can do, which is a pretty rapid turnaround.
Yeah.
So if they're going to test them every day.
The survival of the fittest. Yeah. Once you're out, you're out. Yeah.
But imagine if it ripped through, say, West Coast.
Richmond
and
loses Dusty.
They make the finals and the inclusions, they've done their 14 days.
Or someone in the team gets it and then they send them to the Richmond Hotel. Right. You just cough on everything.
Here you go. Grand final day.
Yeah.
You're in.
Yeah.
West Coast are in, or Freo.
Yeah.
There's corona going through. Fife's got corona.
Who knows?
Tim Kelly's. Internal.
So no one knows? No. How many people know? Does Fife knows, obviously.
Fife, the doctor.
Yeah.
The coach.
Yeah.
So you're the coach.
Yeah.
And the CEO.
They send
four,
about.
Only four people know.
Four or five, yeah.
So five. No one else knows.
No.
And I'm jail. I'm locked.
You'll make, but you've got the.
Nah, he plays.
He plays. They'll do what they did when they sent him out to play a prelim with a broken leg. Everyone will say it was the other person's call. It's a different responsibility.
Yes. Wildly irresponsible. And it, you know.
But then hopefully quite a few get
you'd probably
it.
Probably go to jail. You'd probably go to jail if you afterwards.
But you go. I don't know. I don't know who the patient zero was in that game. I don't know if everyone gets it. Then you throw someone else under the bus.
That's true.
Yeah, that's it. So send him out hoping that everybody gets it.
Oh, I can't believe they played Dusty with corona. It's turning on them.
You'd want to win. You'd want to win the game.
Bit like the Michael Jordan docos at the moment with the theories that he was suspended for
gambling.
For gambling. Yeah. And like it's something that him
conspiracy
and Stern
theory.
Have got to take to the coffins.
Yeah,
like,
it's been going around for years.
Yeah.
But imagine how cool would that be if that was true?
Yeah.
And they've managed to like hold just tight-lip it forever.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love that stuff. I love the stuff where, like, you know, nobody knows about it by like three people. And
there's a lot of that stuff out there.
This is like 50 years and then the CIA files get released.
My uncle is not on the same scale, but he used to be in the Secret Service like for a period of time when he was younger. And he's still, I think still now, he's not allowed to speak of it.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to speak about any of it. And he's adamant that the stuff that he's seen it. He's very sure that there are aliens and these kinds of things.
Yeah.
He said, put it this way, I've seen some things. But I can't wait till he's on his deathbed. No,
and
thanks,
he goes,
Michael. And he can just blurt it out.
Here's my book.
Yeah,
take it.
Exactly.
Actually, talking about family members, my old man the other day said that one of my great-grandfather murdered someone.
What?
And was murdered in jail himself.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What's the context here? Like, was it an argument or is like...
That's not even like convicts back away. This is only a couple of generations.
No, he was knocked over in jail as well.
Keep an eye on your young fella. Just look for some trends.
So my auntie was doing like a family tree or something, and apparently she did a bit of digging and was like, "Yeah, we might have bought the digging." I think.
Don't go any further. Yeah,
go more than 5 feet under.
Geelong jail or something. Yeah, I think. Wow. Dad rang and said, "Oh, I don't think he murdered someone." But there wasn't a lot of digging done after.
So just to whip around quickly before we wrap up, just this quick sort of state of the union kind of thing. Premiership this year, is it going to be like a club, just a good club who we kind of expect to win a flag, or is it going to be an outlier?
Nah. The best. It'll be the same for the
year. I think it separates the best from the worst.
Yeah, I
agree. Even more so. The argument before about will it count for whatever – the one argument I've had is depends who wins it. Like if a rando wins it, like let's say
Port Adelaide,
Port, Hawthorn, Essendon, someone in that sort of category. That
what if GWS win it? People hate them enough already.
Well, see, any of those four or five top contenders you would have thought were a chance anyway. If a rando wins it, there will be an asterisk, and it'll be hard to shake because it'll be like, well, they only won it because of this.
What I don't know if we mentioned it before. I don't understand the 4 minutes less a quarter. I get we're trying to jam.
Well, it doesn't need to happen now.
But have you ever sat? Have you ever sat at the footy going?
No, it does need to happen for the rest of the year because round one was like that.
Yeah, but why does it need to happen? Other than that,
but if people. But if you ever sat at the footy going, oh my god, this 4 minutes is just dragging. Yeah. Every quarter goes for 30 minutes. It's a short Netflix episode.
I went to Fremantle Richmond last year, and it certainly felt like that after about a quarter and a bit.
No. He beat Geelong when you're undermanned.
Yeah, that was
That was arguably the worst forward line on paper that was ever put together. No, because they put names that weren't they didn't line them
it
up.
Was like first it was like first on the ladder at the time.
John. Yeah, it was first V, and there was no Fife, maybe no Sonny, and they didn't name the team correctly. Like they just put three names in the forward line. You're like, blind. Oh, Jesus.
David and Goliath.
But you know, look, it's going to have to be the rest of it because they played the first round.
Yeah, but other than that,
doesn't
the whole justification was we might have to jam a bunch of games together? Yeah, well, it sounds like they're going to go round by round.
It sounds like they're going, but really? I think it'll still be either it'll probably still be a lot of Thursday and Monday games, so there will be circumstances where it's a quicker turnaround.
I hate the shorter games. I hate them.
Yeah, I hate it. I really hated it.
I hate it because of the statistical comparison. Yeah. I hate it because of fantasy football. I hate it because I just want more football.
Yeah,
and
well, that's my point. You don't ever sit there going
no,
And
it made it feel even more pre-season-y.
Yeah, it did.
The fact that there was no crowd plus the shorter games. It was like, guys, do we need another reason to think this is average?
But some people think, well, that's going to be next year. 16 minutes, you beauty. I think it's ridiculous.
Not for me.
Yeah, I hate it.
Add 16 minutes. Fremantle would have beat Essendon, I suppose. That's the other side of the argument.
Well, there's all that,
bring it back.
Yeah, there's all that, too. Some teams don't have the endurance of other teams. You know, some teams are going to benefit. Probably good for travelling teams.
Yeah. All right. So that's where we sit at the moment. We'll endeavour to come back, probably do another one of these next week, and we'll drop another couple of good or greats in between them. So it's been the Hardball Gets AFL show. Hit us up wherever you listen to your podcast and subscribe. Leave a rating, leave a review, and we'll catch you next time.